Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Black College 9's HBCU podcast series. Our podcast series, normally, we cover the baseball coaches and the many different things they do at their baseball programs for HBCUs. But on this podcast series, we're going to do something entirely different. We're going to report on some facts that is affecting several HBCU baseball programs in the NAIA. And this includes being ranked in the top 25 and then the seeding within its own conference. Edward Waters College, Talladega College, Voorhees, Tougaloo, and Morris are a part of the Association of Independent Institution Conference. That conference has several non-HBCU baseball programs. The non-HBCU baseball programs are Georgia Gwinnett, Fisher, Massachusetts, the College of the Ozark out of Missouri, Central Christian out of Kansas, Lincoln Christian, as well as the HBCUs. Now, what's going on with the Association of Independent Institutions, as I said, I was going to refer to them as the AII conference, is they recently announced their baseball tournament field and the seedings for the 2017 tournament, which will be held May 6th and the 8th at the Georgia Gwinnett Grizzly Baseball Complex in Georgia Gwinnett County in Lawrenceville, Georgia. The five teams that qualify for the tournament are Georgia Gwinnett, Talladega, Edward Waters, College of the Ozark, and Fisher, Massachusetts. And this is where things get interesting. This past January, before the season started, there was a conference call amongst all baseball programs within the AII conference. The conference, who is controlled by Georgia Gwinnett and its head baseball coach, announced that instead of the 13 teams that they had for the tournament last year, that they would be cutting it down to 5. After that announcement, it was discussed what would be the criteria to get ranked. All the teams within the conference were told winning percentage, won and loss record, which the way it should be. Last year, in 2016, same issue came about. Last year in 2016, that was changed. They decided to go with strength of schedule, the bowl chip rating, and they threw out won and loss record. The same thing happened this year, 2017 season in January. It drew a major flag last year, and it's drawing an even bigger one this year. Georgia Gwinnett is a beast. Let's give credit where credit is due. Georgia Gwinnett has been in existence 5-6 years. Every year they've been in existence, they have won 50 or more ball games. They play the top ranked teams across the nation. It's the reason why they are ranked in the top 25. But they are dictating the seedings in the conference, and they're penciling in who can play in the conference. Here's the reason why. Around March 28th of this year, the conference had another conference call with all its baseball programs. Again, they decided to change the rules. What they decided in that conference meeting, they've decided that, and they had a target date. That target date was April 17th. April 17th had already been set by the NAIA as the announcement for the weekly seedings and rankings of not just the top 25 NAIA baseball programs, but the top seeds in each conference. And that information can be seen on the NAIA website. What Georgia Gwinnett is doing is, instead of deciding the play on the field, the won and lost records on the field, they're deciding that their strength of schedule. If you notice, I said their strength of schedule has elevated itself as the number one seed. What's disturbing about that is they have already given themselves the number one seeding, and they have made the other teams. It's not that they're not giving the other teams their due, because they're not. But they're not giving the other teams their due on the field. By ranking teams by their strength of schedule, Georgia Gwinnett is number one. They have made Talladega number two. Edward Waters number three. The College of the Ozarks number four. And Fisher number five. But there's another HBCU program who has a better percentage record than Fisher, Massachusetts. And that is Voorhees. Voorhees is 18-13. They are ahead in the fifth spot. And if you go to the AII conference, you'll see that that fifth spot is held down by Voorhees. But Voorhees doesn't have a chance, because Voorhees does not have a big strength of schedule. Now, strength of schedule should not matter. And here's several factors why. The NCAA Division I baseball has stated profusely that a strength of schedule and a high rating percentage index shall not be used as a basis for seeding teams for a conference tournament. Georgia Gwinnett has already guaranteed itself that that's what they're going to go by, not the play on the field. The NCAA considers stuff like that an infraction. The Georgia Gwinnett baseball coach is a former Division I coach. The problem is that the NAIA is a relaxed institution. They are the official overseers of intercollegiate sports for the NAIA. But what the NAIA does is they allow the conferences to dictate its own action. Edward Waters and Talladega have good records. Edward Waters currently stands at 29-16. Talladega is 27-18. Talladega typically plays 25-30 top-ranked teams each and every season, and they'll be the first to tell you that is how they like it. Talladega has knocked off 7 top-ranked NAIA programs this year. But they found themselves unranked. Edward Waters has knocked off 5 top-ranked NAIA programs this year, and that as well has found themselves unranked. Georgia Gwinnett, with its top-heavy schedule, has knocked off at least 16, 17 top-ranked teams. But this is where things get interesting. During that March 26th or 27th conference call, it was said that, coming from Georgia Gwinnett, that any team with a high seed, or the teams that would be seeded in the AII tournament, will be based upon the current top 25 schedule. Now, Georgia Gwinnett opened its season playing a bunch of ranked teams. And those ranked teams are no longer ranked. So Georgia Gwinnett is controlling its own destination. Talladega has knocked off the number one ranked team in the nation, Faulkner University. Faulkner University beat Georgia Gwinnett and swept them in a three-game series. And this is a key date here. This past February 28th, Georgia Gwinnett was 14-4. Talladega was 14-5. Talladega had knocked off four top-ranked teams by February 28th. Georgia Gwinnett remained ranked. Talladega was not. Coaches across the board, NAIA as well as non-NAIA, HBCU and non-HBCUs have stated that they don't believe in that top 25 voting because it's a regional thing and it's controlled by individuals that don't have an open door policy for play being on the field. It's the same teams that are ranked every year. Those same teams can get awarded a top ranking towards the end of the season. If they start off slow and they do bad, but they pick it up towards the end, they'll find themselves ranked. As to where if you have a program like a Talladega or an Edward Waters who has a good record and a good strength of schedule, they can't get ranked. And it's disheartening because going into the tournament, and the tournament is being held, it starts May 6th. And I've said this before in this podcast. Controlling your own destination so you can get that number one seed, which means that you get a bye and you get to handpick who you play. And what they're doing is they're pitting two HBCUs against each other to eliminate each other. Because if one loses and one wins, and then another one wins and another one loses, they're both gone. But this isn't just happening in the AII conference. Harrison Stowe State has been complaining about their seeding. Harrison Stowe State currently sits at 28-14. Earlier this year, they knocked off some ranked teams while they were 14-4. They still found themselves unranked. Harrison Stowe State has taken it to their conference because during the preseason, Edward Waters, Talladega, Voorhees, Morris, and Tougaloo weren't even included in the preseason ranking for the AII conference. It's the same thing for the American Midwest Conference. Harrison Stowe State, out of all of the teams in that conference, there was only one team left off, and that was an HBCU. Now, as we fast forward to when the first poll came out, the first poll only listed for the AII conference after teams that played 20 games in each HBCU program. Talladega and Edward Waters had winning records. But on that date, the AII only listed Georgia Gwinnett, College of the Ozark, and Fisher. After some complaining from the HBCU coaches, then they included, like they did last year, the same thing happened last year, then they included the HBCUs. Now, there is another poll for the HBCUs and the AII conference. That is a May 2nd poll, and these dates were preset. They were preset last year by the NAIA. what Georgia Gwinnett is doing, because they've already got themselves penciled in before that final poll, that no matter what happens on the field, and this is a scenario, with Edward Waters being a game and a half back, if Edward Waters were to win their remaining games, and Georgia Gwinnett were to lose a few of their remaining games, or even Talladega or Fisher, there's a chance that they could elevate themselves into that top spot. But what Georgia Gwinnett is doing with the AII conference backing is, like I said, they have solidified their own destination, their own seating, and their own schedule for the tournament. And what's so out of place here is the top 25. When has there ever been a time when a stout NAIA HBCU was ranked? It has happened, but it hardly happens. For an HBCU to get ranked, it has a schedule all 55 of its regular season games against the top 25 teams in the NAIA. And then they're going to have to win all of those ball games. And then, only then, will they receive votes. That's my opinion. And that's how I see it. But here's something that you can take home with you. And I did my homework because I'm a stats guy. I look at college baseball. I love collegiate baseball. I love the heart that these kids play with. But I'm a stats guy. I do a lot of stats. I read a lot of stats. I involve myself in them. And this is what I have found out. 78% of your top-ranked NAIA programs, this is how they schedule their games. They'll play 55 games. They'll schedule 76 to 78% of their games at home, leaving them only with a few games on the road. Take, for instance, Georgia Gwinnett, the top-ranked program, who currently sits at number 8 in the polls. They play 38 home games and 16 away. That home cooking gets you wins. Now, other coaches have made me aware of this, and they're not happy with that. Because, and I took it a step further. I went across the board and I looked at every program in the NAIA, and I found that only HBCUs have a decent schedule as to where they play just as many home games as they do on the road. In other words, they don't find themselves getting an advantage to play at home because, in other words, is it good to say it's a way of cheating to get victories? And that happens a lot. I've dug into a lot of team schedule, and that's the way it is. But what it boils down to is the AII conference is letting one of its own coaches for its program dictate how the tournament's going to go, how the tournament's going to be scheduled, and who the potential winners may be.